a new African in the world. That new African show that after all, the black man is the number of managing power of earth.
So, as a purpose of this panel, we need to go to the Americas and also discuss
a time of gold.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Cruise Life Podcast. It's your boy, King Umfo.
What's good? It's your boy, Nada out here, aka Juice. Let's go.
And it's snowing in Kansas on, what is it? What's today? Friday?
So it's Friday.
It's snowing on Friday.
Give us snow on a Friday.
I know, but we still going to pop out. We still going to pop them bottles. We still going to have some shots going around. It's going to be a Friday
whoop,
night.
Whoop.
Yes, sir. And we got a very special guest today. Hey, I'm happy to introduce Mrs. Rebel herself. She probably hates it when I call her Mrs. Rebel, but that's Mrs. Rebel, y'all. But
no, it's
Janelle's
all love.
Done a lot with the Rebel company here in Kansas. And do you want to tell the audience, talk to them about yourself,
yeah.
what you do? I already said her name, but uh-huh. she's going to do the honors and introduce herself.
Yeah. So, I mean, I met them, honestly, through Red Bull. That's how we met.
Yes, I also
go to the University of Kansas. I'm a Red Bull student marketeer, which is like a brand ambassador for the company. And I'm the team lead in Kansas City, too, as
Ooh.
Well. So that was
I'll
a little.
Good.
Yeah, that was.
yeah,
you guys
girl.
Met Mara.
Hey, yeah,
Mara
I remember Mara. She's
yeah.
in Oklahoma now.
Yes, now
yeah,
she works
yeah.
for Red Bull. I'm going to tell her to watch this video.
She got it. You know
she's going to be like, guess
audio.
What, Mara? I was on the podcast. Yeah. I was like, what? I love that. But yeah, that's Mara was the team lead last semester, and then I became the team lead as
yeah,
well.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank
love
you.
Love that.
And kind of like what I do is just on campus, we do. Seating, which is just bringing the Red Bull world to KU and just like support people like you guys do. You guys are students as well. So just, you know, support you guys, bring you what you need. And then on like the outside type of field, we sample. Have you guys seen the Mini Cooper around?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you get to drive
the Mini
Cooper?
We do drive the Mini Cooper okay. around. Have you seen them like in Kansas City?
Yeah. I haven't seen
I
it.
I see you washing them. Washing
dude,
one
yeah.
of them on at the car wash
yes.
on Instagram. On Instagram. I saw on that. On that Rebel car.
I put that on my story and someone was like, don't wash it with the brush. It takes the paint off. And I'm like, really?
Somebody really stood up and said
yeah.
that?
Yeah. And I'm like, no. Aww. I'm like, it's fine. I promise
right.
it's okay.
Tell them but, that Rebel got more money than whatever company that they're working for, talking about the paint's going to come off the car.
They're going to
no,
put
literally.
That back on.
Oh, God.
But yeah, we do sampling, which is we just go out into the field. We go to where people work. We sample to them, just like teach them about the product, consumer collect, try to find new consumers. Red Bull is just really everywhere. Like, in every market
yeah.
there. I mean, you guys are in the party and socializing market. That's what we have. And that's how, like, I feel like we kind of,
yeah, we really,
that's
connect
how we kind of connected
yeah,
on
yeah.
that. So that's really big. Like there's
right.
Red Bull at bars. We have big accounts with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go where people work, obviously like Red Bull, people need energy to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then at
y'all
school,
gotta be on go mode.
Students are a big like market that we do as well. And that's also like a really good place to find brand new ones.
Right.
Cause like when you go to college, you really need that like
yeah, yeah.
boost of energy because
for the late nighter,
it's hard out here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard. But I mean, that's how I got introduced with Red Bull. Like I was like 18 in college.
Yeah.
So it's really true, that kind of like concept of how they find their consumers, which is why I really love
they know what they're doing.
Literally, yeah. I love the brand. And I was telling them that I feel like guilty buying anything else but Red Bull at the store. Because it's
you,
like.
You shouldn't even buy at this point because she runs the whole warehouse. So she can't be buying the
You're
Red
on
Bull.
The game. You don't even buy
it. It'd be like if you're in a different city and you don't have access to what you know, you then you have to buy the Red Bull,
right?
But, yeah,
exactly.
But, that's dope.
But I just love like the culture of the brand, so I just like I don't know, just feel like I have to stay loyal to them because it's such a great brand.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel like I'm not. We're not deep in the team, but I feel the same because we've been working with you for like a couple of months now.
Oh, yeah.
Since you know, summer, if yeah. I drink another energy drink, I'm like, oh my God, she's gonna kill me.
Well, we met through Red Bull Doodle Art, remember?
Yeah.
At the proxy.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, doing
mm-hmm.
the
yeah.
whole stuff. You brought this, this might be my favorite flavor.
The Amber Edition.
Yeah. This is one of the summer ones, right?
Yes. So a lot of people, so those are the summer ones. And then eventually once like they really work well in the market, they'll mm-hmm. like transition them into like a name.
Okay.
So now the name is Amber Edition.
Got yes. you. So that's okay. Because I see it says the Amber Edition strawberry right. apricot. Okay.
But pretty soon it'll be a flavor.
Correct. Okay. But two summers okay. ago, it was just the strawberry apricot mm-hmm. summer edition. But now that people really like it, they like make a name for it.
Yeah.
And it did the same thing with this summer ones. Have you guys tried? I think I brought
yeah,
a couple.
Yeah, you brought the us blue a couple one. Of ones to try. Yeah, those were great. Yeah,
yes, the Juneberry.
All the cans that look like this.
The colorful ones, guys.
Yes, I'm going for those because I had seen. This with the shot that we just took. And hey, y'all, telling you,
it's the right kind of chaser.
Run that with the vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Telling you, run that with the vodka, bro. Thank me later. Call it the King Umpho Special. That's what we go call it. The Strawberry Apricot Rebel Amber Edition with
That's
vodka.
That's true. So when we sample, a lot of people will be like, do you guys have vodka with you? Or do you guys have mm-hmm. like, I don't know. They say something else, but I can't remember. But they're just like, oh, do you have vodka with you? Because we've sampled at the Chiefs games. And yeah. that has been really fun. Because people okay. are like always happy to see us, you know, and they're not like, what the hell are you doing?
Because right,
obviously
right.
it's kind of weird to yeah. have someone, right. because we literally go up to strangers and right. we like talk to them about mm-hmm. the product. Yeah, yeah. And some people can be obviously really, you know,
standoffish.
Yeah, yeah, or like be awkward. But at those events, they're really, really nice. Mm-hmm. So that's really fun about the job. Just right. like putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. Just having fun with it. Yeah.
yeah. It's good.
Put you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I'm not,
hey, that's what like, I'm doing right now.
Hey.
How do they ask you if you have vodka with you?
You
have
vodka.
That's go. The little shooters.
For real. The little
you
shooters.
Get the little shooters. You got to have one. For the Chiefs games? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like people be turning go. Up right Dude, like the pre-games and stuff. They be turning up right before the
We sample
the
at the tailgates.
Games.
People yeah. get so turned. They'll be like, do you want like the steak or hot dog? Like they want to feed us so everything. Bad.
Yeah, yeah. So here's a steak for Red Bull.
I wish, like, but we can't though.
Batter trade. You can't eat their food.
No,
though.
We yeah. can't.
Company policy.
Literally, people always want to give us food too. We go to restaurants, right. you're like, oh, have these fries, or like, here, have a cake. And we're like, sorry, we can't take it.
Yeah, we can't take it.
Aw. Yeah.
But I'm telling y'all, that Amber Edition, when y'all see it on the market, this is on the market now, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. It's for in our market.
I kind of felt
sure.
special. I thought we were the only ones sipping this, but it's on the market now, y'all.
Wait, the one that's new is a winter edition.
Okay.
Pear cinnamon.
Ooh.
Pear cinnamon. I need to get cinnamon? You guys that one.
Yeah, yeah. We need to have that in the fridge. ASAP.
Have you guys
y'all.
Seen it?
No.
No.
It's maroon color.
Ooh.
It's,
okay.
So usually the winter ones don't stay in our market for some reason because people like the summer ones better.
I haven't tasted the winter one, but this
I think
one
people go out more. During the summer, so they drink more mm-hmm. Red Bull.
That's true. Yeah.
It's different when you're just like home all the time.
Like right now, it's literally snowing.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like you don't want to go out, but it's
right,
like,
right.
Let's just go out. But the summer ones go really good with like light liquor. That's what like Red Bull kind of does. So like those will go good with like tequila.
They know what they're
and
doing.
And vodka. And then the winter ones will go good with like dark liquor.
Dark,
so
okay.
like whiskey, because the pear cinnamon, you know, or like I don't know what other dark liquor there is. What is it? Whiskey. And what else?
Jack Daniels.
That's yeah,
they
I think that's
that. Bro, my favorite one. I almost forgot the name. Henny.
Hennessy, yeah.
It's gotta go good
I
with
thought
Henny.
You already
that
said
has to
Henny.
Go good with Henny, the pear cinnamon.
Okay.
With like really cold with ice. I think that's really good.
What are we doing tonight, y'all? Like I'm hearing all these.
I know I'm drinking Hennessy and Red Bull.
What time's the meeting over?
Wait, do you guys like Hennessy?
I love it.
Everyone
you love
loves
Hennessy?
Hennessy.
Yeah, yeah. I at least
it's
because
strong.
Yeah. There it's was a point good. There was a point in a time in the market where like Hennessy was like rare to find.
Really?
In Kansas.
Okay.
So
interesting.
I go to this liquor store and he's like, I have Henny. It's like Coke. It's like you're buying cocaine. He's like, bro. It's the Indians too. Bro,
I got the Henny.
I have Henny.
Wait, is it Jayhawk Liquor?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. What's that dude's name though? The Jayhawk Liquor dude.
The one that's like Middle Eastern?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not him. But there's another one off 23rd Street when you're heading towards the highway.
Myers.
I think it's K-10 or something.
I think it's Myers.
There's a lot.
Yeah. So he knows I'm looking for dark liquor and there's Henny is rare in the market. He's like, bro, I have Henny. I said, you got the Henny? He said, I have the Henny. I said, how much? 40 a pop.
You said that?
I had to buy it.
Wait, so what year was this?
This
I want to know.
This was literally not too, this was, well, last year or in January.
Really?
Now, but okay. This was last semester. And okay. I was just going to buy a Coke. But okay. I like to
literally
restock.
Literally a Coke at the
literally
liquor?
Just a Coke at the liquor store. Because I was on my way to work. I'm like, I need a Coke. I need to get something to get my
a little pick-me-upper.
You know?
Yeah, it has
exactly.
a little bit of caffeine
right.
in there.
And then I am like, the only store is the liquor store. Like,
yeah.
So, hey, liquor, like, give me a Coke. Like, what's up? So I go in there, and then he could clearly tell. He's like, "Oh, that's a Henny boy." I'm like, "I am a Henny boy." I'm like, "What you got for me back there?" It was like a drug deal.
I'm so dead. Yeah.
It felt like a drug deal. Because bro didn't go to the front. He went to the back
door. You're lying.
I promise. And he tells me, he said, "Now, you know these are rare on the market." I'm like, I know they're rare. Like, so how do you got it? He said, "I got the connect. I got the plug. So if you ever need Henny." But Henny's back on the market now. But
it happened a lot of times.
Like, I'm like, everybody,
Henny goes off and on.
Is it like supply issues, maybe?
It's got to be supply issues. It's got to be supply issues. Like, Hennessy, what's going on, y'all? They got to be selling Henny like
Coke.
We can get arrested for that.
Like,
come on now, you know? You don't like Henny?
It's really strong.
Are you a dark and light girl? No.
Honestly,
when they do
you're definitely. I like more cocktails to sip, you know, and enjoy. But I'll drink Henny if I need to get like fucked up, you know.
Right.
So like, if it's gonna do the job, I'll drink it.
Okay,
but I'm not gonna enjoy it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Being from
just
from
to get
Ghana,
to the level.
But talking about like going to a liquor store and searching for something, I actually did that too. But I did it with Agua de Diente. You guys have never had Agua de Diente? It's a Colombian.
See, I told
liquor.
You, you gotta catch us up on the Latina vibe today.
We're in a class right now.
Today we're in
Latino
a classroom,
baby.
Y'all.
So when I went to Miami a couple years ago for like one of my best friends' 21st, we met like a group of Colombian girls, and that's how like I was introduced to Agua de Diente. So it's practically their tequila. I'm Mexican, guys, full Mexicana.
Hey.
It's their tequila. So Agua de Diente, I think it's like spiced rum. But it's like really, really good. And it will do the job. But I thought maybe you guys had tried it. But I went to every liquor store in Lawrence and I was like, "Hi, do you guys have Agua de Diente?" They're like, No.
Wow. So that's another example of Henny being scarce.
Yes.
That's
crazy. I think it's only in like really, really like Latin populations or where the demographic fits it well, you know? Because it's
so
a Colombian drink.
Where they know people will buy it.
I think in Kansas City, maybe. Okay. I've heard. But
you need to write this down for me because I'm
dude,
just.
Dude, it's so good. It's so good. It's like pepperminty. I don't know if you guys like peppermint liquor.
Well,
like,
I haven't. Like, last time I had something with spicy. It was a margarita. I had a margarita.
Oh, I love spicy margaritas.
See, I don't know what
margarita.
I haven't tried that before. I told the bartender, we were at the national championship, but one of the games in 2022.
Okay.
One of the tournament games.
The champions
was it that night?
It wasn't the championship night. It was of the nights.
I waited in Leroy's for 3 hours.
You should have come party with us. We were at this place. It was on Master. It was called Taco.
Taco.
Oh, I've been there.
Yes, it's closed now, unfortunately.
What's it called now?
The
Italian place?
Spot. Yeah.
Basil Leaf.
So when we went there, we did the little burrito challenge where we had to eat this big burrito in like a span of a couple minutes or something.
What?
Did we didn't kill that. We lost, right? Yeah, we probably lost. That was a big ass burrito.
I don't think we even killed it. Yeah. Couldn't have killed
it.
That was huge.
It was going to be free if you killed it. I'm like, I'll pay you not to make me eat this. Like, y'all can tap my
It was a bad.
But I tell the bartender, we're turning up. It's me and my brother and a couple of our guys out there. We're turning up. We're having a good night. And I'm like, hey, like, we're about to win the game that's going to send us into the national championship.
Okay.
So, bartender, what you got for me? I want a margarita, but I want something new. She says,
What I got for you.
She whips something up. It was spicy, but it was good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was the burrito, that the combination.
Maybe.
I had a whole situation going on here.
No way.
We got home.
Dude, it probably was a burrito.
Oh my God. Man. Like, I was like, let's go home. Let's go. I'm going to change my fit and then we're going to hit the hookah house after because it's been like we're having fun. We're still kicking. You haven't been?
Oh my God, no.
We'll hook
okay,
you
well,
up.
We'll fix
yeah, yeah, yeah.
this.
Yeah,
come
oh my God.
Hook
we'll okay. hook you up for sure. There's a hookah lounge in Lawrence, Kansas on Mass Street.
Dude, it's I've never done hookah ever.
We got to put you
never.
On.
Usually
have
I'm
hookah
gonna be
on
set.
The
podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but.
No, you don't want that. I'm going to be coughing.
You know where I was going right now.
Yeah. But so we go home. And I'm like, oh, like, broski, I'm lit. Like, whoa, whatever she gave me, it got the job done. But like 30 minutes later, I just start to feel like too lit. I'm like, I feel like the burrito is coming out.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, God. So I'm like, oh, this is bad. So you're like, hey, but we got to go to the hookah. The boys are downstairs. We got to go. 3, 2, 1. It was a wrap.
He was gone.
Oh, you puked in rally or no?
No, I puked at home.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I
was like, where is this dude?
He was like,
fuck this, I'm not doing this.
I was like, where is this? I go to the bathroom, yeah. And he's just like,
and then you left.
You can't turn the party down keeps going.
That's the rule.
If we're all partying and one falls off the street,
keep going. We gotta finish. Party keeps
going. Well, and you knew he was safe home, you know.
I was home.
So you crashed out.
I was done for the night.
I hate when that happens. It used to happen to me a lot when I was younger. Yeah, like I would be the first one out because like.
Oh yeah.
But you learn. I feel like
I got a lot of training in Ghana, so I have never like had to bail out.
Mm-mm. Really?
You've had on your birthday, bro.
Technically, what's
my birth? I did not bail out.
I got a video of you, bro.
I was fucked up, but I did not bail out.
What birthday was it?
It was 21st. His 21st birthday.
21st birthday? Mm-hmm. So in Ghana?
That was 2 years ago.
Where'd you go? Dude, where'd you go?
Yeah, he threw a party.
Is that
phones?
Is that me? I think that's me.
You know what's
on set?
I was like, you know what's sad? For my 21st birthday, I went to Salitos. You know how it literally burned down? Dude, I got so turned there. I was like throwing up in the trash can. I was not well.
That's a good birthday party.
It was.
Yeah. You threw up on your birthday. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't throw up on my birthday.
I threw up on the 21st.
Yeah. Who's my 21st? This is what I did. 21 shots, right?
Oh, yeah.
I had 10 shots at home.
Okay.
For the pregame, because the pregame itself was like a party.
The pregame, yeah, I remember. Damn. The pregame was like a party.
Yeah,
I wasn't there. I know. I wish there was a fly on the wall there.
Yeah,
like back then.
It was really good.
Where did it out? Was it the cave or the
dude? The cave.
The slice. We ran out
slice.
Oh, okay. So that's upstairs of the cave.
Yeah.
And so I did 10 shots there, and when I got to the slice, I just did 5, 5, then 1.
Okay.
So I was good.
5, 5, and 1.
So I was still fucked up. Very fucked up. Very, very fucked up. I probably did a lot of things that night that I don't remember. But
He said, bro, I love you. I said, what?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, I love that.
I said, hey, slow down.
It was a really fucked up night, man. But I woke up the next day. We went for breakfast to, you know, regain the energy, recover.
It was a good night. It was a fun night. Everybody was turned up for sure.
Those were the days where I had a lot of friends. There was so many people that showed up.
He was outside.
He was outside. Yeah.
But tell us, because you sent us, unfortunately, every time there's been a Latina event, we've been unavailable. Which pisses me off because I see the videos after. I'm like, damn, we should have gone. What the hell?
Yeah.
You guys recently had the all white, I believe.
Oh, yes.
How did that go?
No, so that was someone I was helping out. Kind of doing the same thing.
Right.
And I was helping out their, they also go to KU. Mm-hmm. And I was helping out their event as well.
Mm.
Yes. It went good.
It was good?
Yeah, it went good.
Would you say because you were on duty, you didn't get too fucked up?
No, actually, I got really... It was my birthday, too.
Yeah.
I remember we were, cleaning everything up, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm not okay right now.
Oh, my God. Because we missed out, because I think I remember somebody started, because I don't think you had posted.
It was, the first week of school. There was a lot of stuff going on.
That
first week of school was so, busy for me. Boring. I was, school started and it was boom, let's go. No chill after that.
What's your take us through tonight you have your on business tonight. So I don't know how lit you're gonna get, but take us through a typical Janelle Friday night, we're turning up.
Yeah.
What's the routine? You and your girls.
So usually it's with the girls for sure. A lot of my friends have moved to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So I definitely like to go to Kansas City because there's a lot of Latin clubs there.
Right.
So we usually go to Lotus. Mm. One of my really, really good friends, Catch Cassandra, she's turning 24 next Saturday. And we're going to go to Lotus. So that's going to be a good time.
I've had the best and the worst experiences at Lotus.
I felt that.
You got to tell the titty story, bro.
Wait, what? It's because it gets so packed in there. It gets so, right?
That night, crazy.
Wait, titty story what?
You want to tell the titty story?
So our friend, I think she was turning 21 or 22. I don't remember. But she had a party bus, right?
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So, you know, we went to her apartment
In KC, I'm assuming?
In Kansas City, okay. Yeah.
You can't do anything in Lawrence.
No way.
Dude, it's so hard being Latino in Lawrence.
Like, there's nothing really going on in Lawrence. Like, I feel like when we're not doing the party, there's stuff going on.
That's true.
We're like at home, but we party in Kansas City. But anyway, go on with your story.
I know. I will trail if I continue to talk. I'm a big trailer, guys.
So we go to her apartment. We hop on the party bus. That was actually my first, like, that was actually what opened me up into the whole Latino face thing. I was all about the Latino face, okay. Right? So,
y'all, man.
So, everyone's had their first share. But anyways.
Wait, this was 2020?
This was 2021.
Okay. Pandemic era.
Yeah.
Post-pandemic.
Dude, I live my best life during the pandemic. Like, I know that might sound really bad because, like, obviously a lot of sad things happen, but, like,
post-pandemic.
Hey, flights were cheap. I was going everywhere.
You was lit. He was like, hold on, COVID, come back, but don't bring
all the bad energy, but
just the good vibes.
Just keep it pushing. So, Ben, we hop on the bus, party. It's crazy. Like, everyone on the bus is Latina, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's me. I think it was like three black guys.
Yes.
Everyone else.
There always has to be a couple of black guys for sure on the bus. Like, my friends watching this will know.
Oh my God.
It's true though.
Why do Latino girls like black?
A lot of my friends do, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think we like the culture and like the color. Yeah, I think so. Like the melanated skin tone, you know? So,
okay. You don't want no white chocolate?
Don't do her like that. Maybe her future.
Not ideally. I like the culture. I want something that, like, I don't know, it's just
different, rich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't want to come off wrong.
Well, we're gonna put a little warning, and there's nothing offensive.
There's nothing offensive.
So everybody who subscribed and watches is, hey, they know the vibe. So everybody's just kicking it like, okay. I agree. Like, yeah. So you're good. You can say whatever you want to say, but
okay. I just don't want something boring, you know.
I'm
not saying white people boring because they're not. You know, it's everyone's different in their own ways, but it's like I want something like
energy.
Different. Yeah, exactly. That big culture type of thing.
Yeah,
big culture woman.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. Sorry, we trailed off again. We trailed off.
We're gonna be doing that a lot because. While he's saying this story,
there's a lot of buildup, so it's gonna trigger everybody. So everyone's gonna have something to say. So bet it's three black guys, and funny enough, my girlfriend was on the bus, but we wasn't dating back then.
Dude, your girlfriend's gorgeous, by the way.
Oh,
so cute.
Thank you on her behalf.
you guys are so cute. Love it, love it, love it. Love
on
it.
Her behalf.
So we was on the bus. And we wasn't dating back then, so just friends. So she knew I was in my Latina face. Like, she knew I want a Latina woman.
She's a real one.
Because I remember her kind of complaining about the fact that he talked about some, you got to go. I'm going to leave the city.
That's the end of the story. That's the end of the story. But, so bet. Like, I'm drunk as fuck. We all chilling. Like, they're playing. I love that shit. Like,
reggaeton?
Yeah, I love that shit.
I love reggaeton.
So where's she?
Oh my God.
Well, you guys were talking about Afro beats on your last podcast, right? And I feel like reggaeton and Afro beats really have that same,
same high kicks, like
dancing,
head bopping. Yeah.
Like,
you gotta move.
Literally,
the culture is really similar. It's just different languages.
Yeah, you gotta move.
Literally, you gotta move. That's why we like to go to Latin clubs.
Yeah.
We want to move.
You're not gonna dance. You gotta move.
Exactly.
So, bet. We all fucked up. We chilling. Then first stop, we go to, what's this place called?
It's like this fancy bar, Kansas City.
Mm. Prime?
No, Prime.
Prime Social?
No, Prime. It has like these nice floors. Nice floors.
And there's like a cage where people could go in.
Society.
Exactly.
I haven't been to society either.
That used to be really popping.
Exactly.
Because they used to have like Latin nights, but I think it's kind of dying down a little, but.
They had that going on that night.
That was pretty lit back then.
So we went there for like, it's supposed to be a pregame, but we was already fucked up. So we go to society, we all chilling, all that. By the time we get to society, everyone's picked out who they want.
Oh gosh.
Scouter report.
Scouter report.
Scouter report. All right, my boy. So you see Shorty right there? That's me. You do left. I go.
Wait, like the guys have already picked what?
Yeah, we already spoke. It's like, hey, like.
But you guys actually spoke? Like, yeah. I want to know the bro code, because I'm always curious.
It wasn't even like a bro code thing. It was just like, know. What was going on?
Oh,
the
you
bus.
Just know?
Sometimes you just know.
Yeah.
Like. Of course you don't communicate.
Yeah. Well, if you see your bros about to hop on, you know, you give the eye.
Okay, that makes sense. You know.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
verbal.
It's like unsaid rules.
Or
unsaid
visual rule. Communication.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So me being the dog I was aiming for two.
He said two, guys.
Now, you know these are going to be all two. On the shorts and the reels, right?
Okay, guys.
I'm
fully taking. This is I'm talking about the dog days.
But the dog days.
The dog days. But so yeah, I'm aiming for two. You know, we're in a dog shit, right?
just in case one doesn't work out.
The backup plan. That's exactly what happened.
No, that's exactly what happened. One didn't work out, another one worked out.
Well,
no.
Were they both friends though? Because that's kind of a little iffy.
Exactly. I be always getting myself in fucked up situations like that.
Oh, my God.
Well, because you know they're going to be like, wait, he's talking, like, that's weird. Why is he doing that?
No, but it wasn't like that, though. It wasn't, they didn't realize that was going on.
Ooh, okay.
It was like, I was just playing the game. Field.
He was just playing devil's advocate.
He was the quarterback. Look at that. He's going to throw this football to.
Exactly. Mm,
okay.
Go on.
So, bet, we pregame there. We chilling all
that.
I'm
going to say this right now. He's going in loops just to tell this titty story because I know he don't want to be like, okay, so we was like,
go so on. I want them to understand why I did that.
Okay.
So bad. We leave society.
Yeah.
I think we leave one person behind because they missed the bus. Like,
dude,
we were talking about, like, the party keeps going. So the party kept
don't
going.
Get left behind.
Was it chaotic leaving? Because I bet it's always, like, it's chaotic.
Like,
leaving.
Everybody got to get back on
like
the bus.
Like, everyone's
quick.
Like,
yeah. That's
like, freaking
exactly
out.
What
like,
yeah. I think they was in the bathroom. So they just ended up going back home.
No.
Yeah. We didn't see them the rest of the night.
Who
they
was
were probably pissed off.
They probably weren't lit. They probably weren't
people.
Lit.
Yeah. Because if you lit, you're not missing that bus.
Nah, you ain't. You're like, let's go.
Yeah,
next one.
Next spot. Like, you ready to go.
I'm the first one on that bus.
No, I was ready to go, like, to the next place. So bet, now we go to Lotus.
That was
my first time ever at Lotus, right?
We love Lotus.
And they have, like, three rooms. They have the one upstairs. One so we go straight to the one downstairs because at the time I didn't know there was like something upstairs. So bet, like all these lights, all that, like the music. I'm like, are we in Kansas City? Because the only place I knew that like had lights, all that was Aura.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, then their Latin night is really good.
When Thursdays, right?
But it's on Thursdays.
It's on Thursdays. I figure, yeah. So driving from Lawrence to Kansas City on a Thursday night is nuts because you got work on Friday. So
literally,
it's like,
I'm like, how do people do that?
They do it.
How?
Yeah, it's nuts. Because I know EDM is Friday and then Thursday is Latin nights.
I heard EDM's also really.
Wait,
I've never
EDM's
been there
Saturday. Friday's hip hop night. Actually.
Okay. Yeah, you're
right.
Yeah.
Friday's hip hop night.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to send
a
real quick
text. Yeah, their
Latin
night's really good.
Yeah.
Super.
I think I've been there on a Thursday night before.
For Latin night?
Yeah, for Latin night. Like, it wasn't intentional, though. I think one of my boys came to town. We were doing a five-week of clubbing, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, we did that. Once he finishes telling this story, I'm going to tell you that one.
Okay.
Wait, what'd you say?
5 days of clubbing.
Okay, I didn't hear
that.
Wait,
that's actually a thing you guys do?
Well, it's not a thing. We just did it.
Oh, you just did it?
It was like summertime.
True. You have no school.
You know, like no school.
Why not?
He came to visit. So we had to do 5 weeks of clubbing, you know.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
When someone comes to town. But,
for real. You can't help it, but just go out. Yeah, it's so hard not to.
You need to. Like,
so hard.
I've been out since for like 2 weeks now, every day.
Really?
Because of the fam.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We haven't been to a club this winter break, honestly. We need to go to one before school starts.
Yeah, we need to at least do some.
Mm-hmm.
Would your parents care if you showed up home, like, lit and stuff?
No, we're not starting with this.
Because you know how it's like, I'm just curious.
And
now
it's our house. So,
yeah.
You understand what I'm
saying? It's different now.
They're living with us. Because the last time I saw them, I had to ask.
Uh-huh.
But now it's
like, I'm telling.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of interesting right now.
And they give us that space to tell. They don't like, oh, you did.
Are they more chill now?
Oh,
they that's make how you comfortable to talk to them about it.
Yeah, they way chill.
Yeah.
Crazy how chill they get as they get
it's
older.
Like, see you tomorrow.
They're literally. Like, so chill. Crazy.
They don't have the energy to be doing all that. Like when we were kids, you know?
Literally, yeah.
Because they on vacation.
Because I was with them last night till like 1 a.m. And they're like, oh, why don't you just sleep here so you don't drive late? I'm like, Mom, I'm not going to break my routine. Okay.
It's a new year. We ain't doing that. Oh,
finish that titty story, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, damn, where was I? Mm-hmm. Y'all so we got to Lotus, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I tell you, like, when I know I don't have anything to worry about, when I know I don't have to drive, when I know
they're the best nights.
Yeah, I get pretty fucked up. And when I get fucked
keep
up,
talking while I double check this,
I bet you're probably gonna be in the frame though.
No, it's good. Keep talking.
So I get pretty fucked up. And when I get fucked up, I do some fucked up shit.
As you should. As one should.
I don't go like too crazy where I do like really, 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 really fucked up shit. I do some fucked up shit. So first fucked up shit I did.
Oh, hell.
Was I took my shirt off.
Oh, he's those guys.
I didn't even hear this
part. Yeah.
Shirt
I was
came
so
off.
Fucked up. It was so
shirt
hot.
Came off at Lotus.
And I was like this, and it was like short sleeves. So it was like really hot.
It's super hot down there.
Yeah.
I've never been
you're
to
like
Lotus.
This.
I feel like I just got to go just to say I went. Like,
you need to go
you
at, what time
go.
Did you guys go? Like
summer,
late,
summertime.
Like time though. Like
what year?
11? No, like 11 p.m.
Oh,
or...
we got there on like 12, 30.
Yeah, that's a good time to go because I went there like 2 weeks ago at like 10-ish.
It was
you're not
yeah,
gonna see,
and
no.
Me and the girlies were like, dang it, we got here too early.
now we opening the door.
That line at 11:30, 12 p.m.
That's the like, perfect time.
It's crazy. I was like, when I got there and the line was crazy, I was like, what
dude,
the,
yes.
What the hell? What
because
is this
it's
place?
Literally the only Latin club practically. Well, there's one more, but we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
One, two.
It's crazy. So first fucked up shit I did, I took my shirt off and I'm like swinging it, partying. And I'm like, so we Bad get handle. There and I'm, it's easy for me to make friends. So I make a friend and he or he has a section. So I'm like,
Bill.
Oh, the ladies are trying to talk to come to the fucking section.
you have to be that one friend that like, you know, gets everyone to the section or buys people shots. Like,
exactly. Like you're having a good night. You're set.
Yeah. Because like when we go out, we go get sections. So sometimes now I could go out and like not get a section, like if I'm with my girl or something alone. But
it just sucks waiting in line.
Yeah.
That's
like,
I can't do the
line.
Yeah.
Can't do
like,
it.
Like that shit will humble you so bad.
Why you all dripped out?
That will humble you so bad.
God.
Like I'm just like
everything.
Like you
why
just
am
looking,
I waiting here?
Oh, you do the little awkward stare because like you tired of standing.
Literally,
in the
and
line.
I'm like, that shit will humble you so quick.
Oh my god, we've all had to wait in line
yes,
once.
Yes.
Yeah, at least once.
Let's normalize out.
Yeah, it's okay to wait in line. Like
yes.
everyone
will do it
line.
At least once.
Yeah,
you at least once in your lifetime.
Yes,
you need to wait in line.
You gotta wait in line.
You have to humble learn you before you get to the big leagues.
When you get up there, then you can start skipping the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, but it will humble you. Oh, it will definitely humble
and
you.
And it's crazy when the nights are cold.
Oh, dude, those are the worst.
That has to be sad.
Oh my god.
Like, finish this titty story, Juice.
So anyways, it's a long ass story, but
cut to the chase. You try to judge this. He doesn't want to just say it and then
I'm trying to let
judge
people
him
know
with the
comments. So we're in a section, we partying. I have my shirt off, swinging that shirt, all that, doing all that crazy shit. And a lady, woman, guy walks up to me. You know what I'm talking about.
Wait, fake boobs?
Like, not fake boobs. I'm talking about like...
Oh, like the ones that are like not actually real, I think.
I'm talking about a man who is now a woman.
He got a boob job.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So he comes... He or she comes down right in front.
She said she was a she though, right?
She told everyone
so she identified as a
she. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, stood right in front of me. And I'm not going to lie. I did not know it was a he before. They were a he before.
Okay. You didn't know?
I did not know. I'm like, who's this baddie?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you were just giving love and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you're just being your kind self. Like, I don't think you should feel bad.
I don't think he feels bad. Honestly, I just thought it was funny.
It's a funny story.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. That because reaction. Like, it was like, oh, those are, let me not ruin the story.
So then, I thought that shit, I was like, man, you got some nice titties. And she was like, you want to feel them? I was like, hell yeah. Do you see where this is going now?
Yes, I see where it's going.
I was like, hell yeah. I grabbed them shits. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Did they feel fake?
I don't remember. Because
like you're probably too turned.
Yeah, I don't remember what it felt like.
Hard.
And
yeah,
I remember what led to that story. And I forgot about all of that the next day. They triggered my memory. My girlfriend told me that story, actually.
No way.
It was this girl that called and was like, oh my God, y'all wouldn't believe this.
Yeah, she told me that story.
Holy crap. So she saw that whole happen. So she saw that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
And
she's a real one. She's a real one. If she's stuck it out. If she's still with you, yeah. Like, well, obviously, you guys weren't dating. You
everyone
guys weren't
knows,
dating
like,
back
I,
then.
Like, I'm a funny guy. I do.
Did Cole feel him too?
I think so.
No way.
No, I think no. He was right next to me. Cole was there. Yeah,
because I remember y'all ended up somewhere.
He was right next to me. And he was like, hey, I didn't feel that if he's feeling that.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
Wait, were you there?
No, I was not. You didn't go. Is all stories I'm hearing on FaceTime the next day
this
or
is
an
like
hour
the next
later.
Day or like when we was done. It was a crazy night. So yeah, that's what happened with the titty story.
That's damn, crazy.
I was so weak.
I laughed so hard because I was like, I can't believe this.
It was crazy. Because
it's like plot twist.
Yeah, that was I was in awe. Oh, he's like, oh, you felt them titties? But it was fake. And it was trans's titties. I'm like, what?
It was just crazy. I was like, what?
But you didn't know that at that time.
I did not know what was going on. No.
That's crazy.
I was like, that shit happened, bro? Like,
that's nuts.
That's when you know, like, her doctor's night, really good.
The night is going.
She said the doctor's doctor, really good.
Yeah.
Doctor Miami, Doctor Kansas City, whoever did that job, I'm weak.
Yeah.
But, Janelle, tell us more about, like, because obviously you're a Latina. I know you guys party a lot.
Yes.
And I know, like, Latina parties are, like, top tier, next level, you know, like there's always something lit going on. Like,
there's always someone dancing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, give us the whole nine of that.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there's so many, like, I'm just trying to think of like the genre of music because, like, there's like reggaeton and stuff, mm-hmm. but then there's also like, since I'm Mexican, there's also like banda.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard of like banda?
I feel like
do you guys know who Peso Pluma is?
Mm-mm.
So he's like a regional Mexican artist, and like regional Mexican music is really like coming up.
Because
I feel like Latinos are like coming a thing now, right, you know, right. With like social media, yeah. Like Bad Bunny. I feel like he literally popped
that's
off.
What I was about to say. Because the only one I know is Bad Bunny.
Literally, because like I feel like, I mean, me as a like Mexicana, we knew about Bad Bunny a while back
a long time ago,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like 2016, 17 when I was in high school. And then like the past couple of years, he literally like blew up.
Just blew up, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right, and he's more of like reggaeton and stuff, but Peso Pluma is more like regional Mexican music.
Okay,
what does that sound like?
It's a lot of like guitar, but he also raps too. It's like a mixture of like reggaeton and banda, like band.
Okay.
And that's where like you actually like dance with a partner.
Because
have you guys seen that? Like Mexico?
I've seen it, yeah. I've been to Mexico before.
Yeah. So it's like actual like people dancing. Like,
yeah.
Like,
okay.
I have friends that grew up very, very, very like Latino, like Mexican, and they'll have like parties and stuff. And I've always like wanted to really, really
do
like
dance.
Yeah. Like dance like that and stuff. And like back home in Dodge, we'll have like, it's called like Los Palominos. It's like these horse races and it's like a whole party. Like people will like have a band there and there's horse races. People will like hella drink. Like it's a whole different like culture.
Like it's lit.
Yes. Yeah. So that's like kind of where like I came from. So when like this story's kind of like trailing, but like when I moved to Lawrence, it was like
Where's the actual like ticket from?
Yeah, so yeah. I think that's why I gravitate towards like Kansas City more, because it's more of like right, there's right, more right. Latino.
Because like, you could get like Latino like parties and stuff in Kansas City.
Exactly. Yeah. There's also Boulevard Night. Have you guys heard of Boulevard Night?
I've heard of that.
That's,
yep,
that
yep.
Honestly, that's like
is that Power and Light?
No, that's on Boulevard Street. Like okay. That's the actual like Latino street in Kansas City. Like there's a lot of small like Latino businesses and stuff in that little area, and that's like. Very like Latino, like that's right. The actual Latino club. Like everyone there is usually Mexican or some sort of like Latin ethnicity.
So you know the night is about to just.
Yes, that place is really fun. But you know what's crazy? One time I went there, and the only person that bought me a shot was a white guy.
Oh,
come on! Like,
was your type? Were your type of dudes around?
There's not really a lot of cute guys there for some reason.
But you go for the music, huh?
Yeah, because they actually play like nonstop, like it's more than Lotus. You know how Lotus plays obviously but they do like more.
Right.
Even like the banda type of music and stuff. And it's ginormous too. You guys should definitely go.
I
to experience it, you
I'm
know?
I'm all for culture. So yeah. I love to experience different cultures and their entertainment. Yeah. So
I love it. I go dance to dubstep, like everything.
He really does. And it's
I've not been playing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
even
not even
like
playing.
Polka or whatever.
I do everything. No, I do everything.
She said polka, you do like the one like tap dancing or something like Irish music, that's like polka. You know,
I don't think he knows how to do it, but he be doing something that look like it.
That's good though. I feel like everyone should be like open-minded. To experience different cultures and stuff.
I think
like
that's the point of America. Mm-hmm. You know, like all these different people together in one place, learning about each other, and then just kind of like feeding off each other's energies.
Mm-hmm. Literally,
but damn, only one white guy was there, and that was the dude that bought you a drink.
He was like a biker guy. And then, like, after...
Did you hop on the back
of
the bike?
Dude, yeah. I was... my sister was there. And, like, literally, he, like, bought me a shot. And then I think I just, like, was, like... So I just stopped talking to some guy. So I was kind of on, like, my man-hating mood, you know? And for some reason, we, like, went on his bike after, like... rode down like the street,
the boulevard street.
Yeah, but like, how unsafe is that though? Like, how unsafe is it to like go on a stranger's bike and then
just
after we took a shot?
So I do a little bit of psychology and branding, and people who have bikes are known to be like outlaws.
Really?
So the fact, no, like literally outlaws, like character.
Oh, okay.
So the fact that you was on that vibe and you went to go hop on a bike,
literally a stranger's.
You know, but it's
like
the mental
said,
thing.
You were getting over somebody.
Yeah,
so
it's
it was,
a mental
you
thing.
Face,
yeah.
Like,
why not? I mean, let's go.
You only live once.
Yeah, let's go.
Where's the bike?
That's
start
literally
the
my
key.
Motto.
Start
like, why not?
Yeah. Like, right.
I'm kind of that friend that, like, runs off.
Yeah. Like, disappear. Where's Janelle?
You're the one they don't worry about,
like,
y'all.
Literally, I'm that friend that, like, runs off or something. And they're like, oh, where's Janelle? Oh, there she is. Like, what?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I mean, because why not, you know? Right, plus, right. I feel like liquor gives you courage.
Yeah, it definitely
100%.
Does.
100%. So, like, once that's in, it's
right,
like, let's
right.
go.
Kicks in. Yeah. Definitely. So, since we're on the subject, tell us, like, your... before I get to the list, because every female we have on the podcast, we talk about this.
Oh, there's a list.
List of some girl made a list of places where not to go on a date.
Ooh,
first
that
date,
thing.
Yeah.
The Cheesecake Factory.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, since we're on the subject of like dunes and stuff, do you only date in the Latina community? What's the dating scene like in your world?
Well, my last relationship, he was not Latino.
Okay.
He was white and Italian.
Italian.
So never again.
So pasta.
He was a mafia.
Never
guy.
Again.
Mob boss.
He was a mob boss.
So originally, like, I wanted to, like, marry someone who's Latino and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, I don't know if I'm being too, like...
Like...
Close-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right,
I don't know
right.
if I'm being, like, too restricted. Because I've been, like, trying to, like, reflect on that a little.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I just want someone to have that culture too.
Right.
You know?
Fit in.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But right now, I'm not really like tripping about it because it's like I have other stuff to worry about because
right.
obviously relationships do require
right.
a lot
energy
of work,
time.
Literally
attention.
Time, energy, like so much in my. I just need to focus on other.
You don't
other.
Got that to give right
I
now.
I literally don't
right.
have that, like,
right.
emotionally. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I would want to marry or be with someone who's, mm-hmm. like, Latino, ideally.
Yeah.
Just to keep that, you
right.
know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Within the family.
Yeah. So, in the party scene, it's different. Who you want to marry and who you're partying with are two different things.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I feel like you're not going to find like your future husband at the club. No. So it's like, why am I? But then it's like, I'm doing that for myself, though, because I like going out for fun and dancing with my girlfriends. But it's like, you're not going to find your future husband at the club.
You're just having a good time.
Do you guys feel like that, too?
I don't like, think you're going to find them in the club.
Well, what's crazy?
I think you find them in everyday life, like just regular
somebody
things
you bump into every day. But what's crazy is I actually, how me and my girlfriend met was, we didn't want to go out and our friends dragged us out and we met
out.
No
way.
That's how it happened pretty much. So I wouldn't say it wasn't a night where I was like, oh, I'm about to go party and stuff. Because definitely I wouldn't be looking for wife at the club.
Because like, you're just doing your thing. You're like the young bull having fun.
Exactly. But when you're kind of like sober and maybe just sipping and enjoying the vibes, you can really actually talk to people. Mm-hmm. And by the time you notice, it could turn into something.
So you met through like a friend of a friend or...
Friends, I feel like we have mutuals. We had a lot of mutuals.
I heard that's like the way to do it.
Yeah, it's a lot
like,
of mutual
friends. You meet through like a mutual friend.
Okay, they didn't even introduce us, actually.
Wait. What about, you said mutuals. What about families who try to pair son and daughter?
Does that happen
like arranged marriage?
Like, yeah.
That's more
like
Indian
that.
Culture.
Yeah, I think so. Like Indian American.
People do that a lot.
Well, some families do that. Like even
Middle Eastern.
In Ghana.
In Ghana, some families do that. Like
arranged marriage?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dang,
it's more
that's
like,
crazy.
It's informal arrangement, though.
But I heard they actually do their research, though. Like they actually check if he's trustworthy. Like
stuff
In Ghana, it's not even like that.
Really?
It's just like your friend's kid and you have a son.
Like, he was like, hey, my friend got a little, he's cute.
It's like,
know,
oh, go
like
check.
That.
They call everyone like uncle. So like, oh, go check out uncle.
Really?
And he has a
daughter.
But
it's indirect. They're not forcing you to do it.
They're
trying to throw the bait for you
to
catch, you know?
I feel like in the Mexican culture, that's not really a thing.
That's not a thing. Yeah, you go figure it out yourself.
Literally.
It's not even a thing for real.
It's not a culture thing.
But
some people do.
Yeah, some families do that. But I feel like, I mean, in this day and age with social media stuff, nobody's really like feeding into that, you know, like
I feel like social media is like, it's so bad.
Turn it upside down, you know, it's good and bad, you know.
True.
But we're here for it. We're here for it for sure. For sure. So your last, you said that didn't go well.
No.
It was terrible, toxic or...
I think it was just kind of, we just weren't meant for each other, you know, like it just wasn't the right person. More of like, you learn a lesson from that relationship and like you reflect from it, you know,
so
type of thing.
Right. Do you stay in touch or it's like,
no,
done completely?
No, because he like, so it's going to sound really funny, but he went back to his baby mama.
Oh, so you were in a situation.
He literally went back to his, like, baby mama.
Yeah.
So he was really insecure.
Right.
Yes. And, like, I, like,
you were
don't...
taking the hits.
Yes. And, like, I don't, like, don't really, like, don't tell me what to do because, like, I feel like people should have their own freedom, you know? And, like, you shouldn't always, I feel like you shouldn't always be 24/7 with each other. Like,
you
should have, like, your guy
breathing
time.
Room. Hell yeah.
Yeah, like, you should have time to breathe. And it was not like that. It was complete opposite. So, like,
it was suffocating
getting,
you.
Literally, I feel like I was being suffocated.
Right.
And I'm not that type of person. Like, I need to go with my friends, like, continue those relationships.
Right.
Those are
you
really important to me.
You need to be able to fly.
Literally. And I was, like, doing the complete opposite. So that, like, I learned a lot from that, but that's, like, I need in someone.
Right. Yeah.
Someone that could let me breathe and not be down my neck.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, I like unfollowed him and blocked him. I know a lot of people like might think that's immature, but I just don't need to be seeing someone just so I can like mentally move on, you know?
I don't think people should even like be able to comment on that because everybody deals with
their own
situation differently.
Yeah.
You don't want to block yours and unfollow, sure, but you know, typically.
Unfollowed.
Yeah. She was like, I follow. Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. Yeah, he's actually already like, I think. I'm like, how do I know this? But he's going to be a dad again. So I'm like, that's good for him, you know, that he's going to be a dad. And I'm glad that he got back with his, like, baby mama because, like, I grew up with...
So another kid
with the same...
That's good.
Because, like, I grew up with divorced parents. So, like, I'm glad that he, like, fixed that with his family.
Right.
Now their child is going to, like, have that wholesome family. So I'm, like, I'm genuinely happy for him. You know, I don't hold any grudges.
Right. So you're done healing, pretty much.
Yeah, I try to, like, reflect a lot on that because it was... It was like 8 months.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
He was like the only guy that like genuinely wanted to be in a relationship with me. Like he was like, I want to date you. So I was like, okay.
Right.
I was
like, okay. You were tired of all the...
Yeah, all the situationships. Shit, I know I know we like were at the gym and you were like, oh, we're like talking about relationships. And I was like, yeah, I'm like in a situationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that situation. Shit didn't work out. That's
okay.
Oh God, don't even get me started on that one.
Wow, that's crazy. But when you go through loops like that and you learn from it, I feel like it, you know, you become, we're supposed to go through that as young adults and stuff. So
definitely. Even though it sucks.
Hey, do we have a choice? Especially in this day and age, it's not like our parents' time where they found each other and then it was like,
it was,
you know, like this day and age is just,
it's so different.
Yeah, it's definitely different for sure.
And I feel like we're like supposed to, like, well, I feel like I was like supposed to experience that to just like grow off of it, you know, and just like know what's the next thing that's gonna happen.
Yeah. Do you know who else was actually, because oh my God, they're gonna hate me for doing this. Julia and Perla, the twins.
Yes. So they're from Dodge 2 as well. So
For real?
So we're all from the same, like, from Dodge 2,
Kansas. So that's how you guys know each other.
Yeah, so I've known them since I think I was, like, in middle school.
Mm.
But I became really, really close with Julia, I think it was during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we became really, really close. And then I became close to her sister, too, as well.
Mm.
So, like, once we moved to Lawrence, isn't that crazy? Like, that's once we moved to Lawrence, that's when we got really, really close.
Right.
Yeah, so we're all from the same hometown.
Yeah, that's nuts. Because
I love that. That's really nice.
I think it was Perla. Perla's at...
Perla.
Perla works at...
Julia
works at Alehouse.
Yes, so I love Julia.
That's why I said they're going to hate me for doing that. But yeah,
I always do it too. And
yeah.
I'm so annoying.
I can tell the difference, but sometimes I just mix
the names
up. Right, because you're not supposed to, so then your brain just does it anyways.
I just do it because I'm like, fucking y'all know me anyway. So you know I don't mean no harm. So let's just keep it pushing. So yeah, we're going to have her and then...
Wait, Julia?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So yeah, we'll have her and one of her... because now we got extra mics.
Okay.
So before, because you wanted to come on with Julia.
Yeah, because I was nervy, guys. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I can't do this.
She's killing it, y'all.
She's really killing it.
Yeah.
It's the shots.
It's natural. It's the shots.
Don't be fooled.
Shout out Tito's.
Shout out Tito's.
And her and in Red Bull, y'all. We're going to have her.
So you're going to have Julia?
And one of her co-workers.
Oh, okay.
She's a model girl. Because she's doing model service now. And then,
I bet that's a, I feel like that's a hard job there.
Yeah. Some stories now.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
That's going to be a good potty.
Right.
She's definitely. She definitely has a lot of stories.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. So I'm excited for those ones. But party scenes in Lawrence, like you said, how long have you been in Lawrence for? About 4 years?
Since 2019, 18. Okay. Yes. So, yeah.
About almost five years.
Yeah, that's
much.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I was here when, like, the cave was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, did you guys ever go to the cave?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
it was, like, normal?
I was here around the time, like, 2018.
When everyone could
so
go
practically
there.
The same. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah.
It was a vibe down there.
Definitely.
But now they just rent it, right? For
they
like
they just rent it.
Parties.
You know, they charge them with, like, four racks.
You're lying. $4,000?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For the kids.
They don't play. They don't play right now.
I think it's gatekeeping, though.
Dude, it is.
Yes. They have a lot of nights already.
Isn't it just Greek life?
Yeah. Greek life stuff. Yeah, you know. But.
I mean, I guess it makes sense why they're racking it up that much.
Like, Forex. It was like, you guys
they know they're going to pay.
You guys are crazy
they
charging
know
that price.
Their boys going to pay.
But where was I going with this? No, yeah. So Lawrence party scenes for, like, the Latino community is definitely, like, dead.
It's kind of really hard.
Right.
Like, besides that party that I helped out with, like, Red Bull.
Right.
I think they were from, I think he was from, silence. Wait. Was it Peru? No, he was from Costa Rica.
Okay.
I think it was, like, Costa Rica. Yeah, I was, like, a foreign exchange student from Costa Rica.
He wanted to throw a party.
Yeah, which is awesome.
That's
like, props
dope.
To him because, I mean, you guys do the same thing, too.
That's dope.
And, like,
just
that's,
to get up and do,
that's
hard.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have to, like, really tell people about your event. So I was like, okay, awesome. You're doing this. He reached out to me. I was like, yeah, like, I would love to help you out as well as much as I can do. And it was, I mean, props to him. It was a good event, you know. I hope he does more.
I'm looking forward to coming to one of those. Especially the theme.
Is he still around?
He hasn't done another one in a while because I mean, it's a lot of work.
Oh,
and like, you know, also
hard
like
to get a venue.
Yeah,
You guys know.
Yeah, it's just a lot of work that goes into that. A lot of people wouldn't like know or appreciate. You know, it could either go good or bad.
Well, one thing I realized about the Latino parties here is like everyone goes, like the whole community, they all go. Mm-hmm. Like the support is crazy.
Yeah, I feel like there was quite a few people. It was a big space. So I feel like it maybe needed to be smaller, but still, it was still a good. I feel like it was still a good.
Like, I've been for Latina house parties.
Okay, I don't think I've ever been to a house party.
See, I told you.
Was it at the Nest?
No, I had been for one at Proxy, and I had been for one at a house.
At where?
At the Proxy, and then at someone's house.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
That boy been touring.
Really?
Those were good.
Because I know like the Latin frats, like there's a couple Latin frats at KU, they'll throw some too, and I've been to like one and it was pretty fun.
Yeah
I think like their president like DJ too for it.
Wow.
Yeah,
what's the Latin frat called?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
because they all sound familiar to me because I don't really know that well, you know. Right. So
yeah,
it's red and yellow.
Are they pretty big?
Yeah, they're like the biggest one, the Latin.
Okay,
I should know, but yeah. I don't.
And it's like the same people who go to like every event that they do.
Right, because I feel like it's pretty niched.
Mm-hmm. See, the African-American community is...
Yeah, how is that?
It's social media.
Really?
It's like
whatever is whatever popping or something.
It's people at your party and they post a snap and it's dead, nobody's coming.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's just how it rolls. So it's less of a support thing and more of like a popping thing. Like the hype. It's like a popularity contest type of thing.
So it's like... Okay.
There could be two or three African American parties going on at the same time.
Wait, in Lawrence?
Yeah. Yeah. We've had events on days other people have had events, like a lot of times. Or we've had an event when the fraternities are doing an event. Or we've had an event where us and the fraternities do an event together. But then another, like a third party president from Wichita or something, is doing an event.
No way.
And we're all like fighting for the same crowd.
Dude, I bet that's tough.
It's crazy.
Because you guys have one for finals week. I wanted to go. I didn't make it though.
Missed
but
that one.
Wasn't it pretty? It looked lit that on was, the stories.
Which one was the finals week one? Stopping?
Bottleneck, yeah.
Oh, Bottleneck.
Bottleneck.
See, Bottleneck was like really huge, like. Though. The people who got the section pulled up.
They did.
But then there's this like bigger space in the same space. Mm-hmm. So it just makes the...
It makes it look empty.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was explaining
but
earlier.
Everybody
yeah.
is on one side. Everybody wants to be on one side. Nobody wants got to like their sections, spread
their bottles.
Like they were having their blast. Mm-hmm. And then Lawrence venues, Lawrence parties, because of it's a college town, you have to shut down by like 2:00, 2:30,
right.
which is like, you know, it's like lame. But... Bottleneck shut us down by 1:15.
Really?
Nuts.
I think that's the latest thing.
Like it's crazy. It's just it could be a pain. It could make you like think, oh my god, do I want to do this again? Like
that's true. Yeah. But I mean, you guys, I feel like you guys should definitely give yourself props because like not every average person can do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we try.
So
we
like
try.
Whatever the outcome it's is, I feel like you guys should be proud for sure.
Yeah, it's just that like. When you get up and you're like, okay, boom, like you on the move, you know? So it has to hit, you know? But
you guys
put in
like,
a lot of work.
Do you guys like plan to get lit on those nights or are you guys gonna have to be like clear minded?
I could tell you this.
I've always been curious about that.
Yeah, I could tell you this. I could have 6 shots in, but if our event is not going well, I'm still sober.
It has to be going well for you to be lit.
Yes.
What if
but
it's
I
like
could
a
have one shot and the event is popping and I'm like super lit. Yeah.
I remember this semester, Lucia.
Yeah, that was lit.
Oh my gosh, that one did look lit.
That was the only party that day too. So yeah.
And that's a pretty lit. Like packed jam.
It's
like
packed.
Yeah.
200 people and it'll look like you're in a rave.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so that was lit. Like,
that one was really compact.
Wait, talking about raves, have you guys been to a rave?
I haven't, but I've heard a lot about raves.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's usually EDM.
We're going to make you go to a rave. Me and Red Bull are going to make you go to a rave. Because we have raves in Kansas City.
Yeah, is that
Breakaway? Breakaway.
That's what it's
called. Yeah, I want to take you guys to Breakaway because I feel like that would be fun.
We'll be there. Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
Breakaway and then there's Dance Fistopia.
Okay.
Have you guys heard of that one?
Mm-mm.
That one's like kind of like the more ravers. Like,
oh.
The Breakaway is kind of more of like... Not at it is ravey,
right.
But it's like kind of the more like not as ravers,
okay.
Like
yeah.
Does that make sense? I don't know if
I know what you're saying. It's more,
like the
it's,
like the hardcore ravers
it's
go to
harder,
dance
harder, right?
Dance Fistopia is hardcore ravers,
okay.
And then dance
Like shirts come off type of rain.
Right. Like it's crazy. Okay. Like people camp out there in tents. Like it's insane. Wow.
That's
like,
nuts. Yeah. I've never been to a rave.
Is there, because there's like rave outfits, right?
Yeah, there is rave. It's like so a whole
culture.
So
what do we have to wear?
For breakaway, uh-huh. I feel like breakaway is more like trendy. I think that's what I'm kind of saying. Like breakaway, like you can wear like streetwear.
Right.
Maybe like mesh type of vibe.
Okay.
And I feel like Dancetopia is more of like the hardcore ravers, like with the
gotta,
like.
We gotta open our minds and explore all these.
Yeah, like, I have no, this painted. Yeah.
That would be fun. I would love to do that for you guys. Like, I feel like you guys would.
Yeah, let us know.
Enjoy it.
We're definitely open to going to more, like I said, cultural events, like learning more about different cultures, the food, the parties, you know.
Do you guys listen to any like rave music?
Is it not? What's EDM, right?
Is rave music?
Yeah, what's defined as? It's not EDM music.
It is. It's EDM. There's this artist called,
Steve Aoki concert before.
Oh, at P&L?
Yeah, is that rave?
The one that throws a cake?
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, he throws like cakes.
Because he like throws cakes
at
people.
He throws cakes.
And like people are like, cake me.
Oh, okay. So this guy is Grizz and Subtronics. Okay. You guys should listen to Grizz and Subtronics. Okay. Like that's
is it just
like,
not beats though?
It's more like it is kind of like beats, but like really hard type.
Okay,
of
I might have to listen to that when I'm working out or something.
Shake your head.
Really? Yeah, so it's like rock music.
Kind of, but more with like stereotypes.
Yeah,
type of vibe.
Okay.
The first one I went to.
Those steroids.
No, literally the first rave I went to, my neck was like sore. Like I had whiplash.
You bopped your head down.
Literally.
My head was about to fall off.
I gotta give EDM a chance. I feel like
I
haven't given EDM
a chance. Literally the only reason why I gave EDM a chance because my friend, I think it was like in 2020, Hannah Grace, she invited me to this rave at the Midland Theater in Kansas City, and it was Alinium. Millennium is a really, really good like rave
to listen to.
And I was like, okay, why not? I don't know who these people are. It's a free ticket. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to it and oh my gosh, it was so much fun. Like it was inside. So like the lights were like stroking in your face. Like everyone was just like in their whole like world. Like no one cares what you're doing. Like it's really, really great. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have energy levels are through the roof.
Literally. That's a big market for Red Bull too as well. Like
yeah, I see
people
Red Bull
raving.
Does a lot of like rave sponsorships and, you know,
festivals and I'm going
stuff.
To a festival in Chicago this May.
Okay.
It's like the biggest LAN festival, I think, in like the United States.
Mm.
It's called Sueños. They also have a big account with them. So that's gonna be really exciting to go to.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's the next festival in Kansas City or like
September?
September.
Yeah.
So we got to wait all the way to September.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I thought it was one.
But
like
listen
a couple
to like
Alinium.
I'll send you guys
the
people
hit us
too.
With the playlist. Let's start checking.
I think this
out.
Is EDM.
Which one's that one? Wait, where's that at?
This is like Arizona.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I kind of
see.
Can't
I haven't
hear.
Given EDM a chance.
You should.
Like, I really haven't.
What about country?
I'm not giving country.
You was at the block party.
But you saw me at the block party. I was like, bro, I'm ready to go home.
I give everything a chance.
Yeah,
It's not bad. Like I can listen to it for like a couple hours. And then I'm like, all right, what's going on next?
Yeah,
like an hour or two.
Yes, exactly.
I was on my Happy Dad seltzer.
Oh, I've never had one of those.
You gotta try it.
Really? I like the cut waters. Those are fire.
It's disgusting, but it's good.
She said those are fire. He said no, it's not. It's disgusting, but it's good
for the moment.
I haven't given country a chance at all. But,
I feel like those people party at a different level.
Oh, I've seen like, them. I've seen them party. Like
it's
you know.
Actually insane.
Yeah.
Red Bull actually flew one of me and my coworkers out to this giant festival in Minnesota. It's called WeFest.
Okay.
It's like the biggest country festival in the United States. And oh my gosh, it was insane.
Really?
Like people were like intoxicated on a whole. It was kind of scary. Because like it was like, you know, like.
Am I safe?
Like, no, like I was like. A little scared because flags were like I don't know Confederate shit, and I was like, I was giving like side eye and stuff. But other than that, like they were just insane, and like we were sampling Red Bull because their team needed help, so they just contacted people in Kansas City to help them out. So we flew out there and helped them out, and we also got to hang out for the concert, so that was really fun too.
Right.
Do you guys know Jason Aldean?
Country artist.
I saw him. It was really fun. Mm. It was, yeah, I got like so
the only like
up.
Country artist I know is like Morgan.
Wallen? Because of Drake, right?
Because he be hanging with Dirk, Drake, all
dude,
folks.
That's smart of him.
Who is that? See?
You know, that's smart of Morgan Wallen, though.
And he gonna like Dirk
like
Chain now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to see.
He's like a country artist. And he just like rocks it. With everyone now.
But I like when artists do that when they collide with different like mix. Completely genres. Right. Just how Bad Bunny did too with Drake. Like a song in 2018. It was like called Mia. Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah. But then,
Yeah. He did that like a long time ago.
Okay. That was ringing in my head.
That was like a long like couple years ago.
But so. Jay could have made it without Drake though.
But Bunny
Bad Bunny, sorry.
Yeah. He got tough songs. Like I like the Dakita, is that what it's called? Is that what it's called?
Which one?
Dakita. I think Dakiti.
Oh, Dakiti. Dude, that one's fire.
That's my favorite Bad Bunny.
How it starts.
Is it?
It's so good. It's like...
The classic.
Yeah, that one. I played it. I actually have that on my playlist.
That one's fire.
Like the beat, and then I don't know what he's saying, but he's saying something that...
It's so good.
But I like that. That song
is tough. I think Snoop Dogg's in that music video.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
See, I haven't even watched the video.
The music right now is crazy.
Dude, he's coming to KC.
Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny is. And Drake, too. At
the T-Mobile. I see Drake coming to KC. Where's Bad Bunny coming, though? T-Mobile.
I don't have tickets, guys, but I'm going. I don't know how, but I'm going.
Wait, when should check out Bad Bunny's concert, y'all.
When?
March. Like 13-ish,
my birthday month, too. Okay.
Around there.
Okay. Bad Bunny for my birthday.
Dude, yeah, he's going to be at the T-Mobile Center. It's going to be crazy. Yeah.
Do you listen to Afrobeats?
I do actually.
Who do you listen to?
Probably like just the most common ones. Rema,
Burner Boy.
Yes. I met someone when I was at Johnson County. I think he was from Nigeria, and he like showing me the song, and I was like, "Hey, this is really good."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "This kind of sounds like a reggaeton." And after that, I kind of like
Like Davido. You know who Davido is?
Sounds familiar.
But he was on a Drink Champs, and then Nori was telling him the same thing, like reggaeton and Afrobeats, kind of like
literally.
You know, but it's because the Jamaicans associate themselves with, you know, the story of Jamaica, right? Slaves were picked and dumped over there. So most of them are like West African. We got the same culture. We eat the same foods.
Gotcha.
You know, it's like real
similar culture. The whole colonization
ship. You know, dreadlocks, like, you know, the whole vibe. So the sounds and the genres of music are really, like, I love reggae music. I got some Bob Marley hits, like, Put You On, stuff like that, you know. Chill, get my hookah.
Really?
I might go to Hookah Lounge tonight. I'm not even going to cap. It's Friday night.
Okay, I want to experience that one day.
Yes, I got you. I'm going to hook you up. Turn on the music.
Dude, yeah,
the
I'm down.
The lounge here, too, is chill. So it's like if we're trying to have a conversation and listen to good music.
Okay,
and just,
I like that.
Engage with each other and drink and then smoke hookah. You can bring your own bottle too. So
no way.
Yes, and they got cheesecake.
BYOB.
They got cheesecake,
liquor and cheesecake. No liquor, cheesecake and hookah.
Yeah, and then there's water just to make sure your vitals are going. So you
that's
can smoke
good.
For like three that's... hours. But yeah, it's definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to that for sure. It's a whole vibe.
It sounds like a vibe.
Like reggae, Afrobeats, hookah, just dancing.
What's
another
artist you like recommend
for Afrobeats?
Yeah. I know Burner Boy is like a big one.
Burner Boy is tough. You need to listen to Odumodu Black.
I might have
Black
to
Sharif.
Google that name. Black
He's
Sharif
from
is
Ghana.
Really
if, okay. if I'm recommending some artists, I got to put my Ghana artists on.
That's true.
You got to listen to Black Sharif for sure. Quincy Arthur hasn't really dropped new music, but listen to him.
He's good.
Odumodu
Black.
Yeah, Odumodu Black is good. He's from Nigeria, though. Sakodia is cool. There's a whole variety of them. So I'll send you some playlists. Like, there's some good genres. Unfortunately, it's not big in Kansas City.
Really?
But there's a large African community in KC. So maybe one day a big artist will be big enough to come. But the New York, like, Burna Boy sold out the Toyota Center in Houston. He
just
sold
different
out,
locations. Yeah,
exactly.
That's
he sold
true.
Out Madison Square Garden, in New York.
I feel like it's going to come here eventually.
Eventually.
Just
Kansas
like
City
how,
is growing. So.
Literally. Just how like Bad Bunny just came.
Exactly.
Like it's going to come.
It's going to get to that point for sure. Definitely. But
I got to head out.
I know. We got to let Juice head out.
My time.
But yeah.
Need to have you
talking
back,
about
though.
Kansas City. F1.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You remind me.
Guys, F1 racing is coming to Kansas City. Yes,
the F1 like, car is coming to KC.
I'm excited. I'm super lit. Did you watch the F1 special on Netflix?
Yes.
The
movie, did you? Gran Turismo? The F1 documentary?
There was the F1 documentary and there was a movie.
I only watched the documentary. Have you guys watched the documentary?
The one where they follow one of the drivers or something around?
The documentary?
I haven't seen it yet, but I've been told about it.
You guys should watch the documentary because it will literally like inform you so much about it and you'll like understand it more.
I'm going to watch the documentary for sure.
It's really good.
I'm excited too. I pray they let us sit in the vehicles and like, you know, hit the tracks with the races
or
something.
That's the plan. I want to give you guys a good experience.
Hey,
so,
I'm excited. Like, I'm excited for this. I'm hyped. I'm just waiting for you. Once you say, hey, this is the date, I'm canceling everything. We're on the racetracks. The loud cars, 300 miles per hour. Yo.
Those cars, I think they literally go up to like 220 miles per hour.
That's nuts.
And like the G-forces when they drive is like, I think they have like a G4. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. It was like when they said it's like a rocket launching into space type of G4. Wow. So,
have you guys been on those rides at like a carnival where it's like that circle and it's like spinning you? Like,
I've been on one of those. Where you're standing, it just pulls you back.
Mm-hmm. I heard that's how it feels like to be in the car. Like, they can't move their head. And on the documentary, they'll like put a band on their head and they'll like do weights with their head
to make sure, like,
to like the G forces. Cause like it's in a, I didn't realize how like athletic you have to be an F1 driver. Like, it's insane. Right.
It's
a sport
on its own.
So. Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
People think they just drive it. There's a race.
Cause it looks easy.
I know. There's a race called 24 Hours of Le Mans where they drive for 24 hours on the tracks. So it's team of three dudes. It's like a marathon. They're on the road for 24 hours.
That's
so
insane.
24 divided by 3 is what, 8 or something?
I don't know. I suck at math.
Yeah, but somewhere around that 8. So each dude drives 8 hours straight.
That's
or
insane.
Divides it into 4, just going. So, hey, makes me respect them. But I'm excited for F1 in Kansas City, y'all. And Janelle, I'm so glad you could come on our show today. I feel like we've been running for a minute. I think we have. So that we got a lot of content for you guys today.
That's when you know the combo's flowing.
We need to have you back.
Yes, we need to bring Janelle back because there's more to talk about, especially about the Latino culture and the music and everything like that. But any last words you want to tell the audience before we wrap up?
I mean, I just want to say thank you for you guys for inviting me. You guys are doing an amazing thing in Lawrence.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm willing to support you guys as well. And just for the invite. And I see you guys, what you're doing. I love that you guys do different little things in your
own.
Honestly, I love that. I feel like that's the best thing to do. Not just like block yourself into one thing. Right. So it's amazing. Yeah. And
I appreciate you guys. Hey. On the cruise line, what we say is on the sound the boat makes is pawn.
Okay.
So on three, we're going to make the pawn sound.
Okay, I'm down.
And then wrap up. So one, two, three.
Pawn.
You're Rasha Fella, what's up?